Weekly 6.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a wonderful President's Day. Maybe you were lucky enough to have it off. We're going to hit the mailbag at the tail end of this hour. And Chris from Vermont sent me an email. He was so upset. He said, Kate, why didn't I have off? Will you please call my boss and tell him it's an important day? Chris, you got to tell me where you work. What am I supposed to guess where you work? I'm not sure. We just pull up a bunch of businesses and try to figure it out. I sympathize. Being in the broadcasting business, usually you didn't have off President's Day. But there was one time in my life where I worked for a boss. The company was called TM Century. And it was the music business slash the radio business. And he believed that you should honor the presidents. We should be politically active in what's going on, and thought we should all take the day off. So we got to take the day off. That's the good news. Speaking of presidents, of course, we're going to tell you what's happening in this race in 2012. Talk to two top-tier Republican strategists and a couple from the DNC, actually, last week. And you know what's interesting? They all agreed. Can you believe it? Two powerhouses from the Republican side, two powerhouses from the Democratic side, and they all agreed. You know what they agreed on? And let's see if some of you disagree. They all four thought, I can't believe, especially I got two Democrats to say this, but they all agreed that Obama is a shoo-in for a repeat performance. That he would be easily elected. Rick Santorum thinks, no, that's not going to happen because he's rising in the polls and the everyday man supposedly is paying attention to what the former senator from Pennsylvania is saying. Even if he goes off the rails, you might have missed this. Maybe you took a long weekend. I want you to hear what Rick Santorum was saying about Obama just a couple of days ago. Check it out. Oop, he was suddenly silent. No, we're going to get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second. And I think his people put a bug in our system because they didn't want us to hear what Santorum had to say. But we'll get there, I promise. All right, here's the key thing that you need to know and that I was going to get to. With Rick Santorum, talk about a surge. He is surging. He is surging. So is it surprising to anyone out there? This news poll, and you know how I feel about polls, shows that he's now tied with Mitt Romney in Arizona, and tied. We're saying tied because you look at what's happening with Michigan, and it looks like they believe he's going to add to that lead. Now, these are polls, and we've seen what's happened with the polls before. So in Michigan, apparently, with this little pool of people that they talk to, the voters are saying that Santorum connects better than Mitt Romney. I don't know, you think Mitt Romney's too stiff? Does he want it too badly? I was talking to my brother today, and that's what he said. He said, you know what this thing about Mitt Romney is? He's wanted it for too long. That there's something about wanting it for too long. It's almost creepy. You think it's creepy that Mitt Romney has been playing for this gig for so long? And so is Rick Santorum, I mean, just from the Republican side and looking at what's happening, the noise that's being made, because we haven't had much action other than shaking hands, kissing babies, giving little speeches with no primaries and caucuses not coming up here now, but we had that break for, we're going to have it actually for 11 whole days. We're at the tail end of that. So Santorum is promising to revive manufacturing. Well, in the Midwest, that's like giving out free pizza every single day. He says he's going to cut taxes, he's going to shrink the government, and he is pledging that, you know, we're going to see a big difference, especially here in Michigan. So Santorum is connecting, I guess, with people who would call themselves conservatives and saying that, yeah, listen, Romney is not the guy. He might be counting on a strong finish in Michigan, but he's not going to get that surprise on the 28th. He's not going to get that big, huge round of voting, that boost that he's expecting heading into Super Tuesday. Because Super Tuesday for the GOP is the big stampede. It's the big show. 10 states, almost 500 delegates, and it's about numbers. For the Republicans, it's all about numbers. Who's ever going to get the most numbers wins. I mean, that's, I guess, politics anyway, right? So Santorum gets these high numbers in this poll in Michigan, in Arizona. He's showing up big. And he still took his, like I said, his big stick out, and he slammed the president kind of off the rails in what he said. And some people apparently were completely just blown away by what he said. And others are saying, who cares? You know, if he goes off onto the wackier bent once in a while, we'll just, that's okay, because we're the anybody but Obama crowd, and he's the alternative to Romney right now, because now they're 1 and 2. Forget about Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul might have younger people interested and disenfranchised Democrats and some independents, but he goes off on that third rail, and a lot of people are disinterested in that. So here, I want you to hear this. Like I said, we kicked Santorum's people out of the mothership in Minneapolis, and here's Rick Santorum just a couple of days ago.
I just said that when you have a worldview that elevates the earth above man and says that, you know, we can't take those resources because we're going to harm the earth, it's not questioning the president's beliefs in Christianity. I'm talking about, you know, the belief that man is should be in charge of the earth.
Wait, I got to hear that again. Can we hear that one more time?
I just said that when you have a worldview that elevates the earth above man and says that, you know, we can't take those resources because we're going to harm the earth, it's not questioning the president's beliefs in Christianity. I'm talking about, you know, the belief that man should be in charge of the earth.
All right, so Robert Gibbs, who is a genius when it comes to getting people elected. I've said this before. Well, for whatever you think of Obama, if you're totally on board and you're like, whoa, you know, let's come on, repeat performance, just like the four I told you about, that this is going to happen. The one thing for sure is this man knows how to campaign, and Robert Gibbs knows how to get him elected. Here's what he had to say about those comments.
If you make comments like that, you make comments that are well over the line. I can't help but think that those remarks are well over the line. It's wrong. It's destructive. It makes it virtually impossible to solve the problems that we all face together as Americans.
Yeah, so I got to think that this rhetoric is going to carry on probably for a couple of news cycles. So what do you think? Rick Santorum is the real deal as far as a conservative goes. And if you were to take Santorum, knock Romney out, and put him as the guy, would he really beat Barack Obama? I mean, it's President's Day, the tail end of it anyway, after all. What do you think? That and more, including an apology, next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, rooting in love, in all our sons of man.
Playing Oh Canada. That was my apology for Louise. This is what she wrote to me last week. She was not happy. She said, as a regular listener, I was astounded when on yesterday's program you provided an extensive list of countries in which America Tonight has an audience. Australia, the United Kingdom, Mexico, Sweden, etc. But no Canada. I can only hope we Canadian listeners are so close and so numerous as to be considered part of the American family. Love the show, Louise. All right, so there's your apology. Sorry. I probably assumed that I said it when I went through the list. As I was just cherry-picking, going through, saying, oh, yeah, this country. In fact, the Canadian audience makes up the second biggest part of our audience besides the United States, and then we go from there, Japan and China, the UK, Australia, and Mexico and Russia and Spain, and all those other countries that I mentioned before. So how about that? All right, I started off the show talking about Rick Santorum and this race in 2012 and the fact that I had these conversations. We're always having these conversations. And, of course, I won't name names because they don't want to be named, especially the Republican strategists who are saying they think it's really going to be tough to knock off Obama because they don't want to be slaves. They don't want to lose their position in the party. Because, you know, you got to, if you're playing for the team, you got to lift up the team. Now, they don't want to go on the air and say that, but they're willing to say that it's not looking great, even though, because we keep talking about the employment numbers, when you have unemployment up over 8, how many times have we discussed that? You wouldn't normally equate that with success. We haven't seen that in any of the presidential races in the past. I always say it's about what's in your wallet. We can't help it because you got to feed your family. It's about thriving and surviving and all that kind of stuff. And that's how people think. You know, it was Tip O'Neill who said all politics are local. They're all local until it's the presidential race. And it still is local. It's what's happening in your community. Talking about Rick Santorum and the fact that in the latest poll, he's ahead of Mitt Romney in Michigan. And what are the people in Michigan, especially if we looked at the bigger cities, let's just pick out Detroit, and you look at manufacturing, well, you know what the concern is, and you know what the hot button is. And, of course, that's what people are going to get excited about, and that's what they're going to talk about without a doubt. All right, speaking of talking about that, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, too, because I said Rick Santorum, is he the guy? Do you want him to be the guy to if you know, you're hoping that Obama's not going to be the president again? Now, if you're hoping it's Obama and forget all this other noise, then I would think you got to like what's happening. I mean, in fact, you got to like the fact that this is dragging out. Because you know what I always say? On this show, The Overnight Highway, everyone's invited to the party. If you are left of left, if you are right of right, if you are undecided, independent, sick of it all, and are hoping for a third party, you're invited to throw in your 2 cents. The number is 800-259-5791. I've been accused of saying that too fast, so I'll say it again. 800-259-5791. You know, I'm like one of those people where you get the voicemail, because so many of us just text now, and I always think about this where somebody will say, leave your number twice. Leave your number twice and slowly. I called somebody last week, and that's what I got on their voicemail, and that wasn't directed at me. That was directed, I guess, at everybody who calls because they're trying to retrieve the number. That's why texting is so much easier. It's the optimum way to communicate, isn't it? And then you don't, if you're a good texter, and then you don't get dragged out on these long conversations. Well, there have been a lot of long conversations on this show about, as we seg into Syria, about the situation in Syria and whether or not the United States should arm the rebels. What's going to happen in Syria? What's happening right now is frightening, frankly. It's the worst horror show that we've seen in the Middle East, really, because even if you take Egypt and take the situation in Libya, and you could say Tunisia, too, although that was like a little squeak, sadly for the people there, compared to what's happening in Syria. So there's serious conversation about, should we maybe consider arming the rebels to knock off Assad? Would you do that? Would you provide, do you think we, because it's, you know, the taxpayers ultimately, right? We just talked about this slashing the military budget, what's coming out of that. So would you arm the rebels? And this would be the way, okay, this is what we can do. This can be our contribution. Well, I don't think we're going to do that. In fact, I don't think there's really even that much of a possibility. The door was kicked open briefly. But then General Martin Dempsey, who is the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, said, you know, I think it's premature to take a decision to arm the opposition movement in Syria, because I would challenge anyone to clearly, and this is the problem, see, to clearly identify for me the opposition movement in Syria at this point. In other words, we don't even know who we're dealing with. We don't even know who all these ragtag team of people are that are trying to push back on Assad's government. But there were 50 labeled, since we were talking about labels earlier, labeled 50 prominent U.S. conservatives that signed an open letter last week urging the president to take immediate action against the Syrian regime and to arm that opposition however we had to by some defected government troops, even, whatever. Nah, it's not happening. Not right now, it's not happening. Joe Lieberman says that a coalition of Americans should assist Syria's opposition forces, and Syrian allies, Russia and China, vetoed, remember, what went down at the United Nations. He says, you know, this is what has to happen here. We need to provide them with at least medical aid, communications, and look, weapons. We need to provide them with that. I don't think so. I mean, it's sad because we've done more for other countries, but of course they had oil. We've done more for other countries who didn't quite have, I think, the violence that's going on in Syria. I mean, it was brutal in Egypt, don't get me wrong. But I think some of what we're seeing, I mean, literally people being beheaded in the streets with this uprising and for how long it's gone on. But this is the thing. How much gas do we have? Where do we want to step in? And how do we maneuver? It's the same question we keep asking ourselves. How do we maneuver around this chessboard? I mean, it's always our move. Everybody leans on the U.S., so what's our move here? We got to let it play out. Do we let it play out? You still have the same thing going on with the Sunnis and the Shiites head-to-head and running into this problem. Now, in Syria, same thing. This is all part of that, what are we calling it? The Arab Spring demonstrations. Egypt, Tunisia, another revolt, Syria. And so Syria, Assad said, oh no, I'm not losing my standing. And he sent police and troops out to the streets to slaughter people. And we don't know the exact number. We think about 5,000 people have been killed so far. Just cut down like dogs in the street. Might even be more than that. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, meet you on the flip side.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hanging out with all of you, broadcasting from New Jersey, stone's throw away from the city of brotherly love. Yeah, and it's good to be back home. It's good to be back home in many senses, let me tell you. But one of the things I've noticed since I've been back is that all the conversation, and I know this is happening around the country, but really, it is so centered, the epicenter is here in the East, especially with New York and I guess Connecticut, because ESPN, boy, they had a mess on their hands. You've ever hear of Jeremy Lin, Linsteria or Hysteria? Get it, Linsteria? I mean, it's Lin Mania. It's amazing what has happened with this guy that came off the bench, who went to Harvard, who wanted a break, who thought he wasn't going to get that break in the NBA, was shuttled around, was sleeping on couches, and now he's one of the studs, I'll say, of the New York Knicks. He's really making a difference. And some of this guy's shots, his layups, he's good at the foul line. Again, he's crafty. He's been able to elude some of the best defenses, including the Dallas Mavericks. So he's making a lot of noise, and people are starting to pay attention to who he is. Now it's gone beyond the boundaries of sports. So if you do not know, pay attention to this. ESPN fired an employee that was responsible for writing a headline about Jeremy Lin, and also suspended an anchor who used the same ethnic slur. That's what the sports network is saying. That's what they released it as. The headline was this, in case you missed it. Chink in the armor, referring to the Knicks 89-85 loss to the Hornets that ended their win streak that was going on. So, I mean, you think of the phrase, it has two meanings, certainly. I'm sure I've used it, but not at all in the sense that ESPN used it. And yes, one would be an ethnic slur. So this is the guy, to explain a little bit better, that comes off the bench earlier in the month. He leads the Knicks to win after win after improbable win. I just told you about the Dallas Mavericks and their great defense and how he just shredded it. I mean, he is the unlikely star. He's of Taiwanese descent. I mean, that's his background. And Linsanity has now become the buzzword. Remember, it was Tebowing. Everybody was Tebowing. Now it's all about Linsanity.
Tebow mania.
Yeah, Tebow mania was everywhere. The epicenter there was in Denver. Then it spread. So this ESPN headline was up for 35 minutes before it was suddenly yanked. But the damage was done because the network phone lines were blown off the hook. And ESPN apologized and said they were going to review this and looking to see what happened. They apologized for a question ESPN anchor Max Bratos asked on Wednesday night. He said, this is the exact phrase, is there a chink in the armor? Where can Lynn improve his game? And then they said a third, so now they're like combing through any references of this. They said a third reference was made on ESPN radio on Friday, and they say they're all separate, they're all different, and they're looking at all three of them. And I told you about the suspensions already. And Lynn, who's already now tagged with the sports paparazzi all over him and people asking questions about him and asking him questions, he did a news conference after they beat the Mavericks a couple of days ago. And here's what he had to say.
I just want to make sure that I'm not doing a disservice to my team by milking all the attention, because at the end of the day, that's not what I love. I love playing basketball. People are always saying he's deceptively quick, deceptively athletic, and I don't know if that's just because I'm Asian or what it is, but obviously there's going to be stereotypes. I want to be able to represent and be a role model for the Asian American and Asian community.
All right, so he wants to be a role model. You heard that, and he seems like he's a guy who has his head on straight, but regardless, he said, yeah, absolutely, it's a slur. And he didn't think it was intentional, though. So he's the target, I guess, of it, if you want to call it that. He said it wasn't intentional. I don't think they did it on purpose. They apologized. And, you know, I don't care anymore. But too late, because ESPN dumped the writer of the headline, and that headline was on the mobile website that was dismissed. And I mentioned the anchor. He's suspended for 30 days. And the radio commentator was a guest on the show, was not an ESPN employee. And they said over and over again that they apologize, that the official statement from ESPN is, his accomplishments are a source of great pride to the Asian American community, including the Asian American employees at ESPN. And through self-examination, improved editorial practices and controls in response to constructive criticism, we will be better in the future. So my question to you is, fair or foul? If Lynn is saying he says, listen, it was unintentional, I'm over it, whatever, is it too over the top for ESPN to just respond and say, well, okay, we're getting rid of these people, is what we're doing? Or is it a sensitivity question? Hey, so if somebody was trying to be smart aleck, they were thrown in phrases, not really thinking what it meant, too bad, so sad. Once it comes out, you say it. This is the times we live in. There's no rewind. It's out there. And mobile is so dangerous for so many people. Matt, you know this. We talk about this all the time. The tweeting has really gotten a few people in trouble. Even we're talking about Roland Martin and the comments he made about Beckham David Beckham in his commercial during the Super Bowl, and he got suspended, and he was tweeting. He was tweeting something. And we've seen four or five, or I think more than that, incidents that have happened as a result of things that people have tweeted that have come back to really bite them in the pocketbook. Because they get ditched from jobs or suspended.
Well, I think it's because people have a filter when they're talking to the media, especially celebrities.
Yes.
And when you're on Twitter, it's more of a conversation. You're kind of... I think people kind of lose the media filter and act like they're just kind of hanging out with their buddies. And, you know, you're not in front of a camera. You don't have a microphone in front of you. So you're not really thinking that this is going out to everyone, I guess. The mental filter's not there.
I agree.
And as far as, like, the ESPN guys, I think that's a byproduct of ESPN's own fault. They're a 24-hour news network, a sports news network, that uses cliches all the time, and chink in the armor is something that sports people have been saying for years, and it's more so because they're covering sports nonstop, have guys coming in for breaking down every little thing, like, oh, let's break down this guy's left-handed dribble after 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. Like, just ridiculous stuff, left and right, that they're breaking down. And it's a product of the cliched talking in cliches, I guess.
Yes, exactly. It's the cliche, and you're right. It's been around for a while, and it's been used for a while. And certainly, if it's not a pointed, nasty, racist statement, I mean, that is unacceptable. Come on, that's not right. But I believe that it's just a byproduct of where we are now and how we talk with Twitter and what happens in a sports room, what happens when you're trying to come up with clever headlines and saying things, and it's what's been said many, many times. I bet if we were to be allowed to go through all the archives of ESPN and see if they had ever said chink in the armor, we would come up with it many, many times, hundreds of times. But connecting it to that story and the fact that he's so big, they tripped over themselves with that one. But Jeremy Lin let them off the hook, certainly, with what he said, and some people aren't happy that he did that either. A lot of people in the Asian American community think that he should have said, listen, hey, I'm sure it was an accident, but it's just offensive. You can't do that. I feel offended for, you know, people of my background and my family or whatever, looking back at history. So he kind of got it from other people as well. And he just wants to, you know, he's like, I'm playing here. I just want to focus on what I'm doing. I want to do that. I don't want to focus on the negativity of what has come out of those statements. So will ESPN hire more editors to go through headlines, to look at tweets and what they're saying on the tweets? I don't know, maybe. That they're suggesting that they're going to be careful anyway with what they do in the future. So the writer's gone. That's the upshot of it. The anchor's suspended for 30 days, and the other incident, it didn't matter. It was just somebody who was a guest. So ESPN, when I say it doesn't matter, they couldn't do anything about it since it wasn't somebody on their payroll. All right, right now, I'm getting up with my Wawa coffee. That's right. I miss Wawa coffee, and when you're in South Jersey, the Philadelphia area, you get Wawa coffee. So I'm going to head down to our mobile mail room and check the mail next.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents. Backpacks. Sleeping bags. Food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters. Canteens and hydro packs. Knives, axes, shovels, compasses. Camouflage and tactical gear. Fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Checking the email next here on ATN, but before we do that, you know, we're just talking about sports cliches and how often they're used. Let me tell you, somebody who is involved in the business world and somebody who's involved in the sports and the news talk world, I can tell you that I am in a cliche bubble. What do I hear every single day of my life? I am not kidding you. How about this one? The ball's in your court. Okay, I've heard it. They answered the bell. We knocked it out of the park. It was a hole-in-one. It was a slam dunk. Monday morning quarterback. Ooh, we got a lot of those, don't we? I guess we're all Monday morning quarterbacks. See, sports and politics, too, especially. It's gut check time. They drop the ball. They're a team player. They talk a good game. They always step up to the plate. I could probably come up with 1,000 of these things. Probably. He's a warrior. And this one, I don't know why, this one bugs me, but it's very, very common across the board in sports of all sorts, we'll say. Defense wins championships. Yep, hear that a ton. All right, let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Matt, how much are we paying that guy to say that line?
Apparently not enough because he's not very awake.
We need to pump
up
the
whole studio. We need to give him a coffee per diem or something.
I need to get Wawa
get
to sponsor
Wawa.
This show.
Get the Wawa, yes. There
they
you
need
go.
To sponsor this show.
Wawa,
yes.
Or maybe some 5-Hour Energy, something.
Yeah, you need some side coin. I need some side coin.
Exactly.
Could you give it up and drink coffee? Because you're not a big coffee drinker. You're on and off the stuff. I am.
I'm off of it at the moment and back to the 5-Hour Energy.
5-Hour Energy. There you go. There's another one.
Stuff's great. Actually, on a side story, I had a guy's weekend up at a cabin a couple weeks ago, and we were looking through pictures because we've been going there for about 10 years, and we could tell how much older we were getting because in some of the pictures now we have energy drinks while we're out instead of just before it was just beers that we'd have in our hands, and now in a bunch of them we have energy drinks to stay up and party like we used to.
That's so sad. Boy, that is the sign of the times. What are these guys drinking? 5-Hour Energy, because they have to stay up. For me, it's 24 ounces of Wawa coffee. All right, here's our first one. This is from Jack in Austin. Not Jake, but Jack. Isn't that interesting? I don't know that I've ever gotten anything from Jack in the past. And here's what Jack says. Kate, did you hear the deal? I know you keep on trucking with the business stuff. I think Greece is going to pull everyone into the proverbial financial toilet. What do you think? Well, they reached a deal finally on that bailout package, and it's a second time. So does it keep, you know, does it help Greece's debt? It goes to 121% or something by, that's what it would do, goes to 121% by 2020. I mean, how many more times do these people have to occupy whatever ancient facility, any of the stuff in Greece? It's like walking through a history book, and they're protesting. It's so odd to see that. It's not odd because I feel for the people. That's what's happened here. The people are getting smashed. But they're out there protesting, and you see them in front of the Parthenon. They're holding signs and screaming and yelling and whatnot. I think, boy, not a good time to go to Greece. I was hoping I would get there eventually, and I hope they don't burn it down. So, yes, there was a big deal out, a big deal on a bailout package, and how much does it help? Well, the problem this is like being over a barrel for the European Union, and if you're listening to this and you're saying, who cares? This guy in Austin writes this thing about what's going on in Greece. Well, we do care because we see what's happening with our dollar, and we're part of this whole currency thing. We've talked about the banks before and the central banks before. So they come up with a second deal, and they had some unbelievable, torturous moments, I think, this second time around. Because the money we're talking about is $170 billion, and they got to reduce the debt. They had 12 hours, you know, talk about 5-Hour Energy. They had 12 hours of talks, 12 hours to come out and come up with something, and they, when I say they, talking about the Eurozone, they came up with something because, you know, they were over a barrel. So what do you do when you're over a barrel? Run screaming into the night or figure out a way to help them. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to be able to revive that economy. It's already in financial straits, and it has a great chance of dragging everybody else into the same position. We already know that. We talk to Saul Album all the time on the show, and we talk about the significance of this and what it will do. So I think there was no question this is exactly what the EU had to do. Their hands were tied. The question is, what happens if it doesn't work this time around? Athens has to follow through. They have to come up with reforms. They have to do that. So what the European Union, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund have to do is that they have to be on top of them. They have to be smothering them to make sure that they work to turn this thing around and not just let them off the hook. Because, you know, Greece's problems are far from over, and This was it. There was no sustainability. There was no way that they could bounce back. So now that they have this agreement, and I don't want this to sound convoluted, but from my understanding, Athens can then come up with a bond swap with private investors to reduce and restructure the debts. That's what they're going to do. So hopefully John Corzine is nowhere near this, because we know he likes to gamble on what's happening in Europe. We saw what happened there. Oh, that's right. They found the money. But they're trying to get on a more stable footing, and they're trying to keep inside of the warm confines of this 17 countries that are involved in the Eurozone, and that's what that's all about. So, yeah, it is crazy. I agree with you, Jack. It's nuts. $170 billion more. Again, more money after 12 hours of conversation. Uh-huh. All right, let's move to our next one. This comes to us from Betty in Kentucky. She says, Kate, longtime fan, first time I've ever actually sent you a note. Heard you talking about Newt Gingrich. It sounds as though you're giving him no chance to win the Republican nomination. I think you're wrong. I think he comes back with a vengeance. Conservatives don't like Rick Santorum, and Newt Gingrich embodies conservative values. Ooh, I'm going to have to disagree. The numbers aren't there for Newt. I mean, forget about everything else you want to talk about, whether he appeals to women because of everything that's happened in his past, or do the ethics things in the past when he got booted as the Speaker of the House. Does that affect him? And all that stuff, just put that all aside. And here's the thing. He is just not pumping out those numbers. He's not scoring big enough. He's not. He did in South Carolina. He had a little bit of wind in his sails. Certainly, he's got some fans and backers in his corner, not to the tune of what Mitt Romney has, because it's about the PACs, about the super PACs, it's about the checks that are written. When you can call up somebody and get $1 million, and then the next day you end up with another $500,000, it's about that, and he hasn't really been able to do that too successfully, and that's part of the problem with Newt Gingrich. But I don't think he turns another corner. I think Santorum and Romney now, they're neck and neck. But if I were a betting person, I think we could see a brokered convention in Tampa. How about that? Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
You will respect my authority.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
What, are you kidding me?